You're welcome to find a way to sit for the meditation. Make sure you sit in a pose that does not disturb you, where you don't have to move at all. Since the stillness of the body gives you a good support for a deeper state. And we remain here, in this place, in this part of town, by being aware of the surroundings through the ears. And the fundamental attitude behind the meditation is one of neutrality. You don't evaluate what you hear, not liking it or disliking it or anything like that. You just listen. And here, what is there? The background, all the sounds from this place. Everything that you hear is part of the meditation. My voice is part of the meditation as a voice, as a noise. And every other sound. This particular part of the meditation gives us the capacity to experience as a whole, to experience a wholeness. This evening in this place. And all you do is dwell upon this, experience this, what comes to your ears. You don't go out there to find it, it comes. You settle for hearing what is there to be heard. It dawned to you, I listen, I'm the one listening. And then again, all the sounds. It is as simple as that, but notice it has very important effects in itself and also for the remaining part of the meditation. All around awareness of sounds. these sounds, this place. And then turn to the mind. It's already there, we don't have to find it. And whatever the mind does, that is what we observe. Also here, neutrality is the foundation of the meditation. You don't have to like or dislike anything you experience, you just experience it. You don't have to understand or explain anything to yourself. Even you don't have to remember what you think or do or experience. You're merely experiencing it, observing what is passing by. And if nothing is passing by, then you're observing that. For instance, that which happens right now in your mind. You know you're the one experiencing it. And because of that, you can let it be. You don't have to change it, you don't have to control it. You are watching it. Of course, you get better at it when you do it often and discover new possibilities with it. That which you're thinking right now, or feeling, any mood, any state, any emotion, any thought, thoughts, pictures, thoughts where you talk to yourself, thoughts that just pass by as ideas and memories, some thoughts that come spontaneously, others that come because of what you have experienced today or are going to do tomorrow. You accept it all. But it's important to allow those thoughts that has nothing to do with today or tomorrow. You have time for them when you meditate. Allow them. Allow any old memory to come up or any good idea or whatever. Do not in any way try to control the mind. I am the seer. I am the one experiencing this, whatever this is. Right now. Let us add breath awareness to this part. After sitting for a while with it, you can benefit from being aware of the breath. Either it will show you that there are things going on in your mind, even though you don't think so. Because when you forget the breath, something must have made you forget. But also breath awareness deepens your state. Awareness of the breathing process. And when you forget, awareness of the activity of the mind. You don't have to go and look for anything, but that which made you forget the breath, that's enough. Maybe it's not very important. That doesn't matter. You are observing it. You know you're observing it. And then you, when there's not so much going on, then you return to the breath. Feeling the body breathing. Free flowing breath. No effort of any kind. You experience what is there. You don't have to go and look for anything. Certainly not. Not emotions, not anything else. But if the emotion appears, then you experience it and feel it as a witness. Then, when the state has deepened somewhat, then you are ready for the third part of the meditation, where you choose a thought, give it to the mind, and see what the mind comes up with. Or help the mind along, a thought of your own choice. Other thoughts are not welcome now. You ignore other thoughts so that you stay within the subject you have chosen. A thought of your own choice. And then you stop it right in the middle of it. Cut and sit for a little while. You take a pause. You don't think anything. You don't make any efforts. You're just sitting, which you're doing anyway. So you don't have to do anything extra for that. Just sitting. You don't have to tense any muscles to sit. Except that normal state, those muscles that keep you upright, of course. But that's not an effort. The face is relaxed, the eyes are relaxed, the breath is flowing freely. And this is the starting point for the next subject. And here I would like to return to the day. This day in your life. Starting with now, then going back through the day, period by period. You are not explaining anything to yourself, you're just seeing the day again. Where you were, what you did, that's all. this day in your life. Other thoughts are ignored. And if you reach this morning, then waking up and the dreams and the night, and the evening before, but you don't have to hurry. Take it as it comes. The mind more or less decides to present you with the day. And in. Let's leave the day and again experience your sitting here, no thinking, just sitting, no thinking, no beginning any thought. Then let the thoughts come again. It's almost like you invite them to come. But as soon as you are aware of them, then you drop them. They're invited inside, but then they're thrown out. So any thought that appears is accepted, but then you drop it. Or we could say you let go of it. Which is something interesting to study and train. What does it mean to let go? It has nothing to do with suppression. It's nothing to do with control in any other way than you simply let go. In the other meditation, returning, you let go by simply turning around and returning to, for instance, the breath. So in that way, these two, this part and returning, is related. You find yourself involved in something. You take a look at it. I'm not that, I'm the one experiencing it. And then you let go. Or, more drastically, if it's like a film, you cut the film. I am not the thinker, I am the seer. Stop. If you don't know what you should do when you stop the thought, if there are not many thoughts, then of course you can turn to the breath in between. If there are plenty of thoughts, you don't need to do that. When you meditate in daily life, then sometimes one subject, what you say, one part of the meditation is more interesting than another, and it changes from time to time. But I would advise always formally to go through all the steps so that you don't forget them, and you may spend more time on one than on another part. Cutting the thoughts, letting go, the capacity to let go, to drop it. That which you are thinking right now, Let go. And now, accept it and let go. Then let us go to the inner space. We take the starting point in the head. Like the, in the beginning, you think maybe the space is just in the head, but then you get in doubt. But you feel that the space is there as the space of consciousness, where normally you have your dreams and your thoughts, but now you're more concerned about the space itself, the space of consciousness. Everything, of course, is part of the inner space. But right now you're going for the space itself. And at the same time, you're aware of the breath in the nostrils. This is very important. It helps you to stay with the practice. It supports your concentration. If we can call it concentration, when you are aware of a space, the space of consciousness. So the breath is like a triangle, top of the triangle at the eyebrow center, bottom of the triangle at the level of the openings of your nostrils. So you breathe within that triangle, up towards the eyebrow center, down towards the openings of your nostrils. You experience your breath as a triangle at the same time as you experience the inner space. The space you don't construct, but you seek upward, downward, to the sides, backward and forward. Or you experience the whole space all at once. Space, the breath, and no thinking. And also, there is no effort involved in this. It doesn't show any effort in your face or in your eyes or anywhere. You let go and allow the experience of the space as well as the breath in the nostrils as a triangle. And then experience the space outside, around us, of this hall, even the space above this city. This is one space. And of course, in the space, we have the atmosphere and we hear the sounds vibrating there. Sounds tell us about the space. This hall has a space, of course. It's limited by the ceiling and the floor and the walls. And then you transcend that and you hear the things coming from the city. The space all around. And then again, you light and easy move within and experience the inner space that is not limited by the head or anything else physical. It contains all the dimensions of your being. The inner space and the breath in the form of a triangle. Again, you establish that. If there are thoughts or other things, then see them in the space. Realize they are in the space of consciousness. And then again, you are in touch with the space itself and the breath as a triangle. And let's go outside. Again, swift, light and easy. The sounds around us, the space around us. So that when you're out there, you let go of out being out there and come inside and experience the inner space again. When you are in here, in the inner space, and the breath is a triangle, you let go of that, and again you are out in the space around you. And again, you come in. At a certain time, you may even have that feeling coming without having to choose it. That you are not inside, you're not outside, you are yourself. Who am I? What am I? You don't explain, you seek, you feel, you experience yourself as being. As existing. Yourself as existence. Yourself as consciousness. The joy of dwelling in that experience of being, of existence, and of being consciousness. If you get into philosophy and sit and think about it, then please return to doing it, experiencing yourself, and rest in this experience. Rest in yourself. Yourself. I am. I am. Om Tat Sat. When you feel ready, slowly come out of meditation. But before you do anything else, when you come out, experience where you are. All of us, this place, everything, as a whole. Take your time. And even when you sit at home in your living room, and you think you know it, still do the same thing. Experience everything as a whole. Experiencing everything as a whole is like looking without focusing.